Yo, it's the Foul Hooked Whitey. We're back. Joined by my co-host, Brandon Booty.
What up, everyone?
What up, everyone? We're talking about part two of Fly Fishing's Electric Eye. In part one, I kind of just brought up this crazy world of high-end videos of anglers having these experiences in, you know, water far, far away.
Yeah.
Right? And how we're able to see all that shit on Instagram, Facebook, and obviously their own sites on YouTube, etc.
Right? Yeah.
It's the volume of what's out there in terms of a video is everything from some total fucking ridiculous amateur on this end and what I described as far as some of that Seychelles video.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's just the volume in between those terrible and unbelievable is like massive.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay. It's a lot. And that can be overwhelming for some people that like kind of get it caught up in, you know, just visiting and watching these experiences. Right. You know, when I see that kind of shit, I'm not envious. I'm motherfucking, I'm like, I'm going there. I'm making that shit real. Right. So the negative of the electric eye is there too. And I'm not going to say that it's necessarily the negative part of the electric eye. I'm not saying that it's all 100% pervasive on social media. I'm in a fly shop 5-6 days a week, right? People show me their electric eye.
Yep, yep.
Right? And I also have a lot of contacts, hundreds, thousands maybe, between my own and the shop's, you know, social media. And most of them are angling related. And the negative aspect of the electric eye is almost rarely there. It's not a lot, but it's out there. And it's misrepresentation is the negativity of the electric eye.
Okay, how's that meant?
Okay, misrepresentation. Okay. Yep. Because the electric eye's images can be altered. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Right? Right, yeah. Right. I mean, you know, it's kind of like some of those fucking, you know, ridiculous fucking hookup sites.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know, bitch ends up looking good.
That's the first thing that came to
bitch
my mind.
Bitch ends up looking good. No,
catfishing.
No, no, right, bunch of shit. I mean, you know, you got to be a retard not to know. Oops, I said the R word. All right, I'm sorry about that. But you got to be, you know, an idiot not to know, right? But I. There's an interesting element of creator, and by creator I mean digitally. Maybe they're just like a fisherman that like thinks it's funny to Photoshop a trout picture.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, are you following this in the sense that you know about this? Are you seeing? No, are you
I've
ever?
I think I've definitely seen some okay. Altered photos where I'm right. Like, hey, you know.
Okay, great. Okay, good. Yeah. So you get it, right? Like, I'm not saying it's like some big, huge problem, but it is out there.
It is out there, yeah.
Okay. So I know a cat that I've known since I've opened my shop. Haven't seen him a lot. You know, he had the family thing. It's been a while, but he's good. I mean, the fucker's good, right? He's exceptional, you know, younger man, right? And his buddy showed me some images on his phone of some brown trout that, like, as soon as I fucking saw this image, I was like, what did you do to that fucking picture? You get it?
Yeah.
You get it, right? It's kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, what did you do? It's like, some women present themselves digitally in a non-natural photo.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like the makeup was enough, but now you're digitally messing with your face.
That's
know?
Right. It's yeah. Like, you know, I mean, it's the same with trout. Okay. And I'm not sure what in the fuck the motivation would be. I would say that most of the fish that I've seen changed. And I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I mean, I take a fair amount of photos and videos and part of my business, right?
Yeah.
Okay? But, I mean, motherfucker, I would never, like, change it to give somebody a different, you know, idea of what I'm trying to show them. I would never do that shit.
I don't get it either.
It's like, what the fuck?
It just makes it look worse, you know what I mean?
Well, and it's also, most of the time, they look like they're decent fish.
Yeah, they're already good fish.
They're good fish. Yeah. They're good fish. And this motherfucker, I mean, this dude definitely did something to this. And I looked at his friend, my friend,
yeah,
and said, what the fuck did he do to that picture? And my friend kind of was like, yeah, something. I'm like, yeah, something. So this guy caught a nice fish, altered it, and then sent it to his friend. Don't you think that's fucking weird?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know how. How are they altering these photos?
Well, I don't fucking know. Same way the bitch fucking alters, you know. I don't know. Maybe we don't know who's listening to us. Apparently nobody.
Yeah.
Yep. Apparently fucking nobody, right, according to the Nielsen Corporation. Okay.
Yep.
It's an appeal decision, by the way. Okay. So, you know, they feel a need to enhance something that's probably already above average to good.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Same as the woman.
Right?
Yeah.
So I've never been on is it Tinder? Is it Tinder?
Oh yeah, the
right?
Dating app.
Right? So but you know that there's gonna be some, like, what you see is not what you get.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, okay. that's on Instagram, Facebook too, you know.
Totally. Right. So I don't know why somebody would feel a need to do that to get some fame. Right? Did you hear about the fucking the walleye competition cheaters?
Oh my gosh.
Those motherfuckers. Woo!
That thing was just outlandish. And how are they getting away with it for so long?
Let's clarify. These are three cats that had won some big time walleye tournaments with obviously spin gear.
Yeah.
Right. And at one particular event, which they won, which involved something crazy like a $80,000 boat or a $100,000 boat, these motherfuckers actually took lead balls. This is what you're thinking,
yes,
right? And put them inside the gut of a caught walleye that day.
More than one.
Okay. And it wasn't but a judge who looked at what the fucking poundage was with the size of these fish in the scale, literally as they're getting ready to award the fucking title to these chumps.
And was like, they shouldn't weigh nowhere near
that. This motherfucker goes up and squeezes the belly, and then immediately they're outed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
These guys had won other tournaments involving lots of money. And I won't get too much into this because I'm sure our no listenership has heard about these guys. They got fucking arrested, and they actually did fucking time for this.
Then, yes, yeah, I didn't follow. Fraud. Like the end, yeah.
Fraud.
Yeah.
Right? So, and that's because of the money they're
stealing
earned.
Money, essentially.
Yep. And so here's my point. What's the correlation between these chumps and a chump that takes a nice trout picture and makes this fucking trout look like, you know, just, you know, boner of a trout? Okay. The correlation is that they're both cheaters.
Yeah, that's a good way to put
it. They're cheaters. I don't care. Who you are, amateur, pro, somebody that gets off on good social media content, that's for sure. I don't care who you are. But if you're fucking making your fish look bigger, to make them look bigger in any way, and I mean that because there's software, there's tools that can literally, right?
Because I'm a firm believer in a good hold and a good, you know, a good picture.
Well, of course, you're a professional.
Yeah.
You're professional. You know, I take responsibility for the regional adaptation of the one-handed fish hold.
Oh yeah, you'd be killing that.
Well, I've done it for a long time, and I've mastered it. Unless they're oversized,
oh,
and then
that's hard. That one hand, yeah, that's
it's
hard.
Really hard, and you also can hurt them.
Yeah.
Right, so that makes it harder. My, the greatest fisherman of all time that I've ever known, that I've ever shook the hand of, is Cameron Cross, the Cootie. I mentioned this, you know, in the Fly Fishing Orgasm series. But that dude has got. Setting a phone down and getting it to time out on a good picture, he's got that shit down.
Yeah, because he goes by himself a lot, and he has those two handholds.
He fishes with others too, but at least select others. But and he has the benefit of a good picture from somebody he's fishing with. But they're still good pictures, and these are quality trout. There's no fucking reason to like that kid would ever fucking change
digitally. Yeah,
no, it's like nope. Nope, he wouldn't do that because he's too real. So I would say that, again, the few folks out there, is there an evil entity where you've got corporations or people selling stuff that are digitally altering their content to try to sell shit, you know, and be fake like that, I would say no. Because there's so many good fish that are real, just like, you know, you always get the big comment about how fucking, you know, far out you're holding, you know, the trout. Yeah, yeah. And I if you have a brain, I don't think that really changes how big that fish is to me.
It changes
you get
it.
That?
Yeah,
right. You know, whether it's 15, 18 inches off the body or it's, you know, 24 inches off the body.
You can tell their way.
Fuck, I mean, you know, are their hands, you know, medium, large, or XL?
Yeah, yeah.
How wide is a fucking hat brim? Right? Yeah, I mean, seriously, you can get within an inch or two, in my opinion.
Yeah, you can get pretty damn close.
Fucking no matter how they're holding it out.
Yeah.
But they do something where they make that fucker actually, like, bigger.
I think the whole...
Or they make you smaller.
Digitally.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I mean...
I think when it comes to regular, like making the fish look bigger, how you hold it is the biggest. Your hold is the biggest.
It is. But that's still, you know, people, that's where they still make it. They actually take the trout.
Yeah.
They take the fish and they actually enlarge it digitally, right?
Yeah.
So that when you look behind and that person behind holding that trout, whatever the backdrop setting is, no matter how much they're doing this, they're really fucking smaller than that fish.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't think this is some fucking, you know, I mean, it almost has that kind of like anorexic midget type fucking image type that. I'm sorry. You can't say the M word.
It's like when the girl edits her side profile to make her butt look bigger.
Oh, I wouldn't know. You're saying, okay, wow. You can make a butt look bigger. You make a trout look bigger.
You can tell it's fake, just like, you know.
It's just that obvious. And you know what's weird is that the person that does that, whether they're trying to make a booty bigger or they're trying to make a fucking, you know, trout bigger. Who is that? Like, it's like, you know, that's somebody who, I mean, I'm just saying is deceptive.
Deceptive, yeah. They're
that's pretty harsh, right? Calling a fucking, you know, somebody posting a trout picture deceptive, or some gal making her booty bigger. It's like I don't really, you know, I don't see the benefit in somebody's personality doing that. And the most people that have a fucking brain, and let's face it, not everybody has a brain out there.
Most people don't.
You're gonna say a majority doesn't have a brain?
I think the average person is not very smart.
Okay, well.
As far as common sense goes.
Well, okay, could be.
Yeah.
Could be. You know, the electric eye is going to get weirder and weirder and weirder. Because have you seen some of this ridiculous AI shit?
It's insane.
So, like, the one I'm talking about, which will come up on my reels, right? I've got some shark content on my social media. So, I will get certain shark reel drops, right? Nobody I fucking knows, you know, doing this, but there it is. Some of the fucking AI ones where you've got this like really good image of a fucking shark. I mean, it's not authentic.
Yeah, it's getting close though. It makes you double take. You're like,
well,
wait,
not me. Not me.
I have to double take.
I'll tell you why.
I say, wait, that's not real.
Yo. I'll tell you why. Because like one is like a big white, great white shark spilling onto the boat. Like,
oh,
after
being
caught, right?
I've seen that one, yeah.
And there's 15,
18
people, like, on this fucking deck just sitting there looking.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, of course, you can't harvest or bring a fucking great white shark on a deck of a boat.
Yeah,
you know that, right?
Yeah,
they're protected.
Yeah.
And I think they're protected globally. I'm not saying they don't get caught. I'm not saying they don't get harvested and whacked. But you're not supposed to, I don't think, anywhere. Okay? But this AI shit is actually going to make, you know, dumb people dumber.
Yeah, because there's people who are believing that video.
That's what I'm saying.
They're the same ones getting, right. I don't know how
so
you say
it's
that,
like, but. It's like, you know, there's got to be that dumb element in the sport of fly fishing, and I'm not trying to be overly disrespectful, though, that doesn't fall for the electric eyes deception.
Yeah.
Right? They believe it. God damn, that is
I think a bigger percentage.
That is a 42-inch brown trout.
Yeah, that's people who, yeah.
Right? So if you look at a tape 24 inches, That's a lot fucking longer than you or I think it is sitting here. Oh, yeah. Right
when
now.
You actually look at the tape, you're like, wait.
Okay.
These inches off. These big inches.
Okay.
These big inches.
Okay. You understand. Yeah. You look at a 24-inch tape and you're sitting there going, that is a big fucking trout.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When somebody says 30 to me, you know, I got a couple of cats that come into the shop. I believe them. Like the couple.
Yeah.
But when anybody else says, oh, 28, 29, 30, 31, that kind of bullshit, that a lot, in my opinion, stems from this.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, oh, right? I can get away with saying it's a 30.
And the electric eyes deception.
Yeah.
Right? That's, you can take a picture of a nice trout. You can go to some software company, download that app, enhance that trout, isolate it, make it bigger. And somebody going to that length to impress somebody with a fish caught, to me, is dumb as fuck.
Yeah, it's stupid. And like you said, it's not like they're doing it on small fish. It's these stupid. Fish are already.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anybody.
Big fish. It's like,
are you seeing anybody fucking enhance a 10-inch trout's picture? No. They're doing a nice trout or a nice whatever, and they're still thinking they need to make it, you know, bigger.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about somebody that goes through a couple of different shots. I'm a fish picture taker. I use the electric eye. I use it for personal remembrance, right, and preservation of a moment. But I also use it to put on social media and say, you know, I'm not a pretender, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the idea of ever making a fish bigger digitally and trying to come off as like this was more than it was, like I said, it's the deception of fly fishing's electric eye.
Yeah.
People How about
know,
that, baby?
People know anyways.
They know anyways. All right. That's enough fucking gibberish. Nobody's listening anyway. All right? So you got anything else?
No. Appreciate you having me on.
I love having you on, man. We'll be back, okay? That's the end of Fly Fishing's Electric Eye Part 2. I'm the Foul Hooked Whitey. For Brandon Booty, we're out.